Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bibles and read Galatians chapter 6 verses 1 to 10. Galatians chapter 6 verses 1 to 10. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceived himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all the good things. Amen. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall be also reaped. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us none be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us that give us faith on you. We trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood that shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers, for your promises, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health and strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and exalt you in our midst, in Jesus' name. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent and renounce our stubbornness, rebelliousness, greediness, love of money, and laziness, lust of the eyes, worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, anger, envy, jealousy, wasting our time on the media and news, lack of prayer, lack of reading your word in the Bible. Lord, we repent of all these sins and we commit ourselves into your hand to live to please you, yes, and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you that you will answer our prayers and provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and good deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to lead their families. We pray for good health, strength, a stable job and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands and to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and go well with them, for this is your command to them. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily family worship and prayers to reach other families around them. Lord, we pray that you help and aid all the single parents in the church and support them for to raise their children in a godly way. Let us now pray for our job. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs as a source of living to sustain us. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters, for we are serving you and promoting you in our lives through our faith, accompanied with good things. Lord, bless the places that we are working and the works of our hands. Lord, give them more income so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us more to be more like you in characters, for the people to see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people whom we are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offerings, and vows and first fruits. Let us now pray up for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, give them wisdom and solution in every difficult circumstances that they are in to continue to live in obedience to you and have faith in your word. Lord, provide jobs to those jobless and healing for the sick and solution to those in troubles in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, people back home in our countries, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation for all the people that we are in contact with. Lord, open their hearts and minds to believe in you and to receive the word of God that we are giving to them, and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, thank you for all the congregations and for the places that you allow the church to expand, and we ask you to meet all the needs of the church in those places. Lord, we pray for more people to be saved in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers, and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in missions and dreams. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregation in other places in the world. Lord, add more languages and places to the church. Lord, bless the church school, the church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the gifts of healing, gift of faith, gift of discernment, gift of prophecy, teaching, pasturing, evangelism, serving and sowing mercy, and the rest of the gifts that we need for reaching the lost and for further extension of the church. Let us pray for our service today. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs and worship, our giving, and bless your message to us. Lord, anoint the speaker and speak to us to your word, to apply in our lives and to be transformed in your likeness. Lord, give us obedient heart to always abide in whatever commands we receive from you, and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship today. Heal the people, Lord. Set them free from their bandages and save them. May your name be glorified and exalted in our gatherings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto Him.
For us, O Lord God, that you have done things for us, O Lord God. O Lord, we pray at this moment, O Lord God, that you will open our spiritual ears, open our spiritual eyes, O Lord God, that we will see all the good things that you've been doing for us to come to you, O Lord God, with gratitude in our hearts. Thank you, Father God. Once more, O Lord, we thank you that even you have called us as army of yours, O Lord God. O Lord, we continue to pray that you will raise us up, O Lord God, as your army in Christ's name. Hallelujah. Raise up an army of God.
Oh,
pray, O Lord, that you will continue to raise us up, O Lord, as your children of yours, as soldiers of yours, O Lord God, rejoicing always in your word and in your promises, for they are always yes and amen. Thank you, Father God. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you for the peace and joy that passeth all understanding that is in our hearts. We continue to pray, O Lord God, for the rest of them, O Lord God, who've been suffering, O Lord God, who've been calling upon your name, O Lord God. We stand in the gap in behalf of them, O Lord God, that you will touch them, that you will comfort them, O Lord God, that your mission on earth will continue to flow, O Lord. Hallelujah. The eyes of the Lord is seeking for us. We stand in the gap and pray for one another. Salvation always continue to flow. We because it always comes from you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now collect our tithes offering unto God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. Father, we come before you today with a grateful heart, acknowledging that over everything we have is comes from you. Mm-hmm. And as we give what is due for you today, we trust you that you will provide all our needs and even our barns with filled to overflowing, and our presses will have a new wine. Lord, bless this money and guide your church to use it wisely for the works of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let us continue worship the Lord.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 24, Friendship with God, Part 3. God's Calling Requirements, Part 24, Friendship with God, Part 3. Open your Bible and read John chapter 15, verses 13 to 15. John chapter 15, verses 13 to 15, King James Version. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our loving and merciful God, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Yes, Lord Jesus, we pray as we listen to your word. Give us understanding to know what it means and put it into practice. Lord, may it be a light to our path and strength to our lives. Lord, anoint my lips as I read your word today. Your name be lifted up and adored. In Jesus' name, amen. Friendship with Christ is true friendship. Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 16. Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 16. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. From this friendship with Christ, we receive from Christ's word wisdom and direction in life. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he wants from those who are following him holiness, pure heart, and clean lips. Those who are having such criteria, they are the friends of Jesus, as the Word of God tells us. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 11. He that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. And with such kind of people who are the friends of Jesus, we need to be in relation and work and serve God. They are indeed our brethren in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Friends of Christ are honest and righteous people who work for justice and holiness. They will live, correct, rebuke and teach people in accordance with the word of God. The following below are examples of true friends and true friendship with Jesus. Number one, true friends of Jesus are diligent to reach the lost. Christ made closeness with sinners to speak to them the word of God and to win them for God. He was criticized for that, but he continued to do that with a noble purpose. Matthew chapter 11, verse 19. Matthew 11, 19. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Luke chapter 7, verse 34. Luke chapter 7, verse 34. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man, and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. Christ made friends with people in order to show them God's presence and God's power, and in order for him to give them the word of God. Those who have the same mind of Jesus, who do their best to go and look for the lost sheep, they are the friends of us, and we need to be in friendship with such kind of people who have the same mind of Christ. In the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin, when the person find what he is looking for, he went and celebrate with his friends. Luke chapter 15, verse 6. Luke chapter 15, verse 6. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Luke chapter 15, verse 9. Luke chapter 15, verse 9. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. When you have the same mind of Jesus in looking for the lost sheep, then you are a friend of Jesus. And you will find around you people who have the same mind in looking for the lost sheep. And you will rejoice with them of what God is achieving through your life. When your lives move away from focusing on the lost, and when your joy is not in finding the lost sheep, then you are no more friend of Jesus. And you will find yourselves enjoying fellowship and celebrating events that are away from that noble purpose of Jesus. Such attitude, which is similar to the attitude of the elder son, is not acceptable to Christ. Luke chapter 15, verse 29. Luke chapter 15, verse 29. And he answering said to his father, Lo, this many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. Christ wants you to invest your joy in looking for the lost and not in sideway events, programs, and activities. Christ taught more about the target of reaching the lost. Luke chapter 14, verse 12. Luke chapter 14, verse 12. Then said he also to him that bade him, When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be with thee. Christ's intention is to reach the lost and those who are unreached. And he wants his friends to invest their money and efforts into the same direction. Luke chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Luke chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Number two. True friends of Jesus are keen to correct you for your wrongs. In the parable of the wedding banquet, the person who attended without the wedding garment was rebuked. Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 to 13. Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 to 13. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden. Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and made their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he went forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the whole ways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment, and he saith unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The one who rebuked that person called him friend. True friends of Jesus, and are fit to be your friend, would correct you and show your wrongdoing because they love you and care for you in the correct way. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Rebukes of a friend of Jesus are true and authentic things you receive. Number three, true friends of Jesus are humble people, and they are not after position, recognition, or prestige. Luke chapter 14, verses 8 to 10. Luke chapter 14, verses 8 to 10. When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee, and him come and say to thee, Give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, Friend, go up higher, then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. When you are humble and willing to sit in low position, then you are a friend to Jesus, and he will be the one to honor you and to promote you in his perfect time. Number four, true friends of Jesus would not act based on relationship or based on emotion, but they would act based on the principles of God's word. Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 8. Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 8. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. This man in this parable went to his friend to ask him some bread for a friend who came to him. Those who are friends of Jesus would help those who are in need, and that's what this man did when he went to find out bread from other friend. The other friend did not get up and give him bread based on friendship, but based on his persistence of knocking. What you can learn from this, that those who are friends of Jesus would not act based on worldly friendship or based on emotion, but they would act based on the principle of God's word.
Amen.
Number five, true friends of Jesus are people whom you can take from them a true advice and a hearty counsel. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 9. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 9. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. The friends of Jesus are people whom you can take from them a true advice and a hearty counsel. That is why Proverbs 27:10. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity. For better is a neighbor than is near, than a brother far off. The friends of Jesus are kin people, and they are like Jesus, who is near to his people who love him. They can do you good things, even as your own brother. The friends of Jesus are true and exact. They will neither flatter you nor spoil you, but they will give you the right counsel. Proverbs 27:14. Proverbs 27:14. He that blesseth his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. Friends in the world, they will flatter you and boastfully mislead you, and that will be like a curse because they are linking you with something not real. Number six, true friends of Jesus are good instrument for you to sharpen you and help you to be more skillful and effective in your ministry to serve the Lord. Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. True friends of Jesus are good instruments of God to build you up in your service and ministry unto the Lord. God will move you and bring you near to his friends, who will make you grow and help you to build your ministry to be more effective and more fruitful. Number seven, true friends of God are true people who stand beside you as you stand for God. King David were around him true friends of God, and they were the people who helped him to overcome the struggle that he got with his own son Absalom. Hushai was one of them, as you can read here. 2 Samuel 15:37. 2 Samuel 15:37. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. 2 Samuel 16:17. And Absalom said to Hushai, is this thy kindness to thy friend? Why wentest thou not with thy friend? Friends of God are true people who stand beside you as you stand for God. Supported. And they can be even better than your own family. Friends of God are true people who stand beside you as you stand for God, and they can be even better than your own family. Large number of army who are friends of God supported David in his struggle with Absalom, and that helped David to win the battle in which Absalom was killed. When David knew that Absalom was dead, he wept and cried and did not receive properly the army that came back from victory. For this action and attitude of David, Joab rebuked him and reminded him to be faithful to God and to stand with the faithful friends who supported him in the battle against the evil one. 2 Samuel 19:1-8. 2 Samuel 19:1-8. And it was told Joab, behold, the king weepeth and mourneth for Absalom. And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people. For the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. And the people got them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son, my son. And Joab came into the house to the king and said, thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which this day have saved thy life and the lives of thy sons and of thy daughters and the lives of thy wives and the lives of thy concubines. In that thou lovest thine enemies and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well. Now therefore arise, go forth, and speak comfortably unto thy servants. For I swear by the Lord, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night, and that will be worse unto thee that all the evil that befell thee from thy youth until now. Then the king arose and sat in the gate, and he told unto all the people, saying, Behold, the king that sitteth in the gate. And all the people came before the king, for Israel had pleaded every man to his tent. You need to guard your emotion very well. Your emotion should not drag you to sympathies with those whom God had judged. Because in such attitude of yours, you are putting to shame the friends of God. Beware of such and do your best to overcome your emotions. Number 8. True friends of Jesus will not give trouble to the Lord nor add a further burden to his friends. Luke chapter 7 verse 6. Luke chapter 7 verse 6. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. The centurion was trying to spare Jesus trouble, an unnecessary trip, and spend time and effort to come to his home. True friends of Jesus will not trouble you or add to you burdens unnecessarily. True friends of Jesus will not demand you to do things to please them. There are many who are holding to the traditional practices, and they will oblige you to invite them, to bring them gift, to go to them, and the rest of other things, demanding from you out of their selfish motive. The friends of Jesus are light to you and will not add to your troubles and burden you with unnecessary things. Number 9. True friends of Jesus are people whom their joy is to hear the voice of Jesus, and that Jesus will increase and they will decrease. John chapter 3 verses 26 to 31. John chapter 3 verses 26 to 31. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent forth. But I am sent before him. He that had the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. John the Baptist was a friend to Jesus. He was not after being famous or desiring to receive honor. His joy was to hear the voice of Jesus, and his desire that he ought to decrease and for Jesus to increase. Friends of Jesus are people who are not having jealousy in their hearts when they hear others are doing well. Neither are they looking to be famous nor to have an honor, but their joy and delight is to hear the voice of Jesus and to be in continuous fellowship, communication, and communion with Him. My dear and beloved, learn from the various examples and the scriptures that are enlisted in the message. Meditate and see how the message can be a practical one in your life. God calls you to be His friend. Therefore, you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind and no more to be conformed to the pattern of this world. The followings are what we had read and expound in the Word of God about the true friends of Jesus. And you need to check yourselves and see what you lack of these points so you can work with the Lord and with the help of the Holy Spirit to be changed. Number one, true friends of Jesus are diligent to reach the lost. Number two, true friends of Jesus are keen to correct you for your wrongs. Number three, true friends of Jesus are humble people, and they are not after position, recognition, or prestige. Number four, true friends of Jesus would not act based on relationship or based on emotion, but they would act based on the principles of God's word. Number five, friends of Jesus are people whom you can take from them a true advice and a hearty counsel. Number six, true friends of Jesus are good instrument for you to sharpen you and help you to be more skillful and effective in your ministry to serve the Lord. Number seven, true friends of God are true people who stand beside you as you stand for God. Number eight, true friends of Jesus will not give you trouble to the Lord nor add a further burden to His friends. Number nine, true friends of Jesus are people whom their joy is to hear the voice of Jesus and that He will increase and they will decrease. Now, let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Let us repent and renounce our sins. Confess your sins now to the Lord. Lord, I repent of the following sins. Renounce the sin of being selfish, seeking your own benefits, the sin of being stubborn and not easily corrected, the sin of having friends who are not friends of Jesus, the sin of following your emotions and taking decisions based on your feelings, the sin of non-willingness to reach the lost, the sin of being too much demanding, and the sin of following the traditional practices. Lord, thank you for your clear word to me. Lord, I am coming back to you, and I want you to be renewed by your word and to live my life according to your will in holiness and purity. Cleanse me, Lord, and build me according to your word and your will. Lord, I pray that you will provide all my needs.
I pray for my brothers and sisters who commit themselves to live and to do your word. Lord, give them more faith and trust in you.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, give them more fruit of the Holy Spirit to be similar to you in character and attitude, and that people will see you through their lives. Lord, I pray that you will raise up more people among us who are friends of yours. Lord, we pray for us as a church. Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go and evangelize and make new disciples. Lord, we pray that you will enable us to plant more Bible studies and more congregation for the church. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning.